Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Kenny. You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, our unbelievable crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up in 20 minutes, friend of the show, Danny Parkins of First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Danny stops by for his weekly visit. We will talk about his hour. Chicago Bears. Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think it's going to go well for the Bears in that game. We'll talk about that with Danny and more 20 minutes from now. And in 40 minutes, Brad Evans joins the show for a game of Predict the Prop for Thursday slate on Thanksgiving in the NFL. And then it's all the bets for tonight in the world of sports. I've got at least one bet in the NBA, at least one bet in college basketball. We'll bring that to you in 40 minutes. But joining us right now. To kick off the Power Hour on this Tuesday, the one, the only, the well-coiffed, hair's looking sensational, the whale capper, Drew Dinsick, NBC Sports betting analyst on Twitter, at whale_capper. My friend, happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I get to lead off the Power Hour. What do you mean, how am I doing? Oh, this is a great day. No, I'm fired up, man. It's a really, really great week of sports. Everything's kind of slowing down, you know, and not too many emails, not too many phone calls. So really enjoying this week. And we are looking at absolutely picture-perfect weather here in Southern California. So excited to spend some time outside, just do a little adventuring, hiking, some free diving, heading over to Catalina for the weekend. And yeah, I hope everyone who's listening and the loyal crew over at You Better You Bet all have wonderful Thanksgivings as well. But it's going to be a fun Thursday, particularly with as much great NFL as we have on tap.
Well, I'm just going to show this to you. And for people that are watching the show, I will verbally say what's on the screen here. But this is the New York weather at the moment right now. 51 and rainy.
It's a balmy 51.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I don't know if you saw at the top of the screen, but I got an underdog NBA notification for some starting lineup probably is, you know, just phone constantly being flooded. Like, I had to turn the home run tracker off at some point last season. Like, I can't deal. Hey, Eugenio Suarez homered in like the top of the second. Like, I don't care on a Friday night. Anyway, I want to structure this segment a little differently than we normally do it, Drew, because we have obviously, three games on Thanksgiving, the game on Black Friday. I think our audience is very interested, obviously, in those four games. So let's do those all in a row, and then we can get to Sunday. We'll go in chronological order. Game numero uno, Packers. And even if you don't have a play in them, that's okay. You can say that. But I want to hit those games. Packers and the Lions in the Thanksgiving opener. Detroit, a juice 2.5. Total of the game is 49. I like the Lions at a number below 3. What say you?
I like the Packers at 3. So that's why the market is what it is, I guess. We're kind of right there. I saw the threes on Monday and thought that'd be real nice if I could get a flat three in this one when limits go up. It was already gone by the time I had a bite at the apple. So no action for me on this one. I did tickle a little downside Lions in the futures pool, however.
Okay. How'd you do that?
Kind of. So there's some Exacta markets, and I bet some Lions finished third in the NFC North. They can play well down the stretch and still finish third. I know that a lot about what we're seeing with the Bears, people are just kind of dismissing as they'll regress eventually. Maybe that offense looks like a top 10 offense to me. They could just keep scoring 30 points like they did last weekend and continue to win. In general, this is a massively high leverage game for, Lions in just their hope for a playoff spot. As it sits right now, they are on the outside looking in, and I definitely feel there is plenty of scope here for the Packers to, to be the better offense in this game. Lions, I know, have a unique playmaker, difference maker in Jahmyr Gibbs, but the offensive line has taken a meaningful step backwards this year on top of a bunch of guys playing through real serious injuries. Now they got to go in a short week, tough ask against the Green Bay Packers D-line that has some difference makers, and I have only one reservation that's keeping me off of just firing Packers money line here, and it's the Keyshawn Nixon injury looks somewhat important to me. Certainly Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams can get some, do some damage through the air in this one if Nixon is a no-go for the Pack. So it's a pretty lukewarm take for me, and in general, if you're not used to the rigors of betting a full day, a three game slate on Thanksgiving, sometimes it's nice to let the first one breathe a little bit and just kind of get your feet under you. I've definitely had years past a notable Packers Lions game in the past where I was very, very heavy Lions, and the Packers beat them outright. And,
oh, that was that was Love's first year as a starter, right? Where Love absolutely annihilated them in the game. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I forget what the second game was that day, but everyone teased the Lions. I think they were 7.5 down to 1.5. And I forget who we teased them with. But and then the Packers beat them outright, and like all the teasers were ruined. I'm pretty sure that was the case. Look that up for me, guys. This is 2023 Thanksgiving Day. What was the second game on Thanksgiving Day that everyone teased the Lions with? And that teaser got blown up because the Packers beat them outright. I do remember that from a couple years ago as well. Second game, yeah, Drew, on Thanksgiving.
I got knocked out of Survivor that day as well. That was I had Lions. I laid Lions first half. I feel like I did a dozen shows that week, and all of them were, oh well. If you looked at the splits of Jordan Love, this guy is Zach Wilson in the first half of games, and he's Pat Mahomes in the second half of games. Lions first half is free money. It wasn't. Yeah. That one stunk. And I remember that one like it was yesterday. But I'm pretty sure the Cowboys Giants was the second game, and the Giants snuck in the
Cowboys
back door.
Cowboys Commanders. Yeah, that was another Thanksgiving game that the Giants played against the Cowboys. Yeah, which was I bet I laid the Cowboys, and they kicked the field goal at the end of the game. The Giants did to go, I think, to lose by 8 at plus 8.5, if memory serves. That was another one.
That's right.
Okay. Chiefs, Cowboys. Kansas City 3 on the road. Total of the game is 52. I love the Chiefs. Tell me, please, that you like Kansas City.
Yeah. Kansas City here. Overpass. 3 is a bettable number, in my opinion. I think I would have more staked Chiefs here if I didn't have a bigger disagreement with the total. 52 to me feels absurdly optimistic that we're going to have a really good, compelling game that goes back and forth. The Chiefs defense is good. The Cowboys defense is much improved. I think both of these squads coming in with questions and injuries to the offensive line, to the skill position players, all of that is bad. There is definitely an entire slice that I am expecting and would like to see in this game where the Chiefs ultimately are comfortably ahead and put the Cowboys to sleep with a shortened second half. That is the absolute Mahomes Andy Reid masterpiece when they have a decent lead in the second half of games. So I fired under 52. I'm prepared to come back for more under at halftime if we have a game state that suggests that's the way that this is going to break. And I think what you saw from the Chiefs kind of saving their season against the Colts is I think that's a positive sign. This is a qualitative point. This is not quantitative in any way, shape, or form, but the Chiefs certainly felt like they had their backs on the wall, and I thought they answered pretty compelling, pretty compelling way in that fourth quarter and overtime that they are still for real. I know the Rashee Rice is kind of the one that I'm the most keen on watching, how he does on a short week after what looked like a non-trivial hamstring tweak in that Colts game. Pickens also a little bit limited here. This feels like a CeeDee Lamb game for the Cowboys, and this feels like the Chiefs can put this one away. So unders in the player prop markets in general, it's kind of the vibe I'm getting there. Under 52, the biggest bet in the game for me, and I agree with you. Chiefs should be the betting side at -3. My fair is actually almost 4.5. Chiefs, I still think, are worth the top 2 power rating in the NFL right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. The Whale Capper, Drew Densick, is our guest on Twitter at @whale_capper, running through week 13 in the NFL. Drew, the screen is lighting up right now in favor of the Cincinnati Bengals. I agree with this move for Thanksgiving night. Bengals at 7. My rationale, Drew, has nothing to do with Burrow and the Bengals. I think Lamar is clearly not healthy. And if you're going to give me 7, I'll take it with Cincinnati. It's 7 minus 15 now for Cincy. What say you for Thanksgiving night, Cincy and Baltimore?
Right now, I'm on the sidelines on this one. I have powder dry to fire Ravens if it gets to 6.5. I don't know that I'll see it. I am a buyer in the idea that Joe Burrow is going to exhibit a non-trivial amount of rust in this game, and that is going to be exacerbated by the Ravens defense, which I think is the strongest unit in the game by a decent margin. I have nothing positive to say about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense. They do have a decent matchup with their tight ends against the Bengals defense. That's 32 out of 32 in the NFL on a lot of metrics, including their ability to cover the tight end. But I still am I'm waiting to see it here. Like, if they don't score 30 in this game, it's going to be a downgrade again for me for this offense. Right now, I'm rating them kind of in the high 20s across the NFL. But I don't think Lamar Jackson is worth a rating higher than about a 5 out of 10 right now. So he's
not healthy.
Giving you league average. Oh, not even close. Like, not even in the, not even, considering I'm giving him a 5 out of 10, that's probably, I'm giving him like a 50% health.
You're giving credit. Yeah, you're giving him credit for that. I think he's worse than a 5 out of 10 right now. And he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying he's bad, but I think he's clearly not healthy.
Yeah, I know. He's dealing with hammy, knee, toe. Every part of the lower body anatomy is impacting him right now. And Lamar Jackson is at his best when he is a dynamic scrambler. Surprise! If you're just figuring this out, you haven't been watching enough Ravens football, apparently. And that's really just not part of his game right now. The burst, his instinct to go when there are opportunities isn't even really being exercised. And, you know, the Ravens are getting it done with defense. Kyle Hamilton being back at practice today was a huge, huge shot in the arm, I think, for the Ravens getting this win. And I don't have a strong opinion at 7. If you want the 7 points in pocket with the Bengals in the hope that that they do something fun and exciting and Ja'Marr Chase hits a couple home runs and, you know, you trade out of it or you ride it out, then best of luck. But I think the bye point for the Ravens is 6.5. I think the Ravens team total over is the bet if you have to have action in this game. In general, if Joe Burrow comes out and looks like the guy that people remember from last year who won the Triple Crown, then I will look foolish and I will be surprised.
Okay. We're running out of time here. Need this to be quick. Black Friday, Eagles 7 against the Bears, 44.5.
Yeah, who needs points when you're getting +260 with the better team?
So Bears win on Friday.
I think so.
All right. Well, I think the Eagles are going to win by like 17. So curious to see how this goes on Friday. So that was a quick one. I appreciate that. That leaves us a little bit of time. I'm being dead serious here because sure. I want to get at least one thought for you for Sunday's games.
Oh, biggest
like one edge bet that the, you like for Sunday.
The biggest edge of the week, and it's not even close. Seattle Seahawks 10.5 against the Vikings. Excuse me, 10.5.
I kind of want to bet Minnesota if the offensive line plays.
The offensive line is playing through sincere injuries, and if Darisaw and if the left side goes, maybe this kid has a chance. But I'm projecting.
Well, he's not JJ McCarthy.
Zero. We're gonna go with the Justin Jefferson 0.0 points for the Minnesota Vikings this week against the mighty Seattle defense. The defensive line for the Seahawks should just absolutely dictate in this game. I really am not sure. I'm not sure how Minnesota gets off the mat. Nice matchup for JSN and that passing offense against a weakened secondary. Seattle, I think, needs 13 points to cover this 10.5.
Do you disagree with my you know what? I don't want to talk about this anymore. Anything else you like for Sunday? Like 20 seconds here.
I got some. I went to war with a couple trash teams. I laid 6 with the Dolphins.
Just give it to us quick.
Laid 6 with the Dolphins. I took the Jets money line, and I am taking the Texans +5. I think those are the sides that round out my card.
Are you surprised? You surprised that the Colts have gotten bet out? I talked about that like a half hour ago.
I didn't see it coming. I thought it was going to be a tough decision at 3.5.
I like
5.
The under. You have a thought on that? I like the under. Anything above 44, I like under.
I completely love agree it. With you. That game's right, well, set about a field goal. Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Love having you on the show. I'm grateful and thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Oh, appreciate the kind words. Best of luck this weekend, and enjoy Thanksgiving with friends and family.
The great Drew Densick joining us on the show on Twitter at @whale_capper. Check out the Deep Dive Pod with Drew and Andy Molitor. On the other side, Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, joins us on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.